27th of August.
I'll second it.
Okay, the motion by Bowles, second by Lynn, to now go back into our public, reconvene our public city council meeting on August 27th. So hopefully we got all the wording right.
I think we did okay.
Okay, well, council reports. Lynn, do you want to start us?
Sure. Steph's been pretty busy. They got men's softball tournament going on yesterday. They got co-ed league tonight. They've got plenty of youth soccer. They're doing that on Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. They've got tackle football. She's got cross country. She's got all kinds of things going on up there. So she's been staying pretty busy, but it's been going really smooth, so she really hasn't had any problems. I have a couple of requests, though. Is drop to the soccer field down on that southwest corner down there where that vault is. That sprinkler vault sitting right there. People's traveling over that. That's a great big tripping hazard. So he's wondering if we could put a gate just in the chain link fence and kind of close that off, just another gate so people can walk through there. Because somebody's going to trip and
there's like rolled up fence just laying there.
Yeah.
That you trip on. And then like the cement thing has these big rebar handles that you die on. And it's dangerous. Somebody's going to die.
And then another thing is a lot of people are parking right on that west side. We've got that ditch. And so if we could put a couple little bridges across there that they can walk over on the sidewalk and not rock, because when it lets out, we've got little kids right against the road going back and forth. So all it takes is a bridge so they could walk the sidewalk, go over the bridge, and get into the car.
It's dangerous.
It is dangerous. So, I mean, that's kind of a
conversation. It's kind of like the games are starting and going, like ending at different, you know, and people are pulling out and there's kids running everywhere and it's scary. There's not like a real good walkway or pathway because the sidewalk is blocked, so everybody's walking behind cars. And then if you park on the other side by the cemetery and you try to walk across the street, it's kind of the same thing because cars are it. And you've got people out there for football practice. They're dropping them off to tackle football and it's just kind of
track and everything.
It's wild. I don't know.
It looks like 4th of July out there.
It's wild.
Irrigation company ought to pipe that bitch.
They ought to, but I mean, if we could just take a little. I mean, for right now, I don't think a few pallets. Well, I'm an old coal miner, but I know we've made a lot of bridges. You know what I'm saying? Just enough to get us by and do something different next
That's
year.
What I was going to say. I don't know if we'd want to stick a piece of pipe in there because I don't know if we'd be liable if that sucker plugged or something. You know what I'm saying there?
I think a guy could just make a wood bridge because, like I say, we've done about a million of them coal mine, but it wouldn't take too much, have a little handrail on it. We don't care how it looks, and we could do it later, but it's just to get those people off the street because somebody's going to get run over. So,
is that corner where we want the gate, or would we want to cut the gate a different location?
I'd just say
it'd be nice to have an entrance there because you have to, you know, up the sides, but it's so far up, and a lot of those games are played on that field down there. And their cars pull so close up to the fence that you can't go in front of them. So that's why you're ending up walking behind them, even going up like that. What would it be, 8 South? You're just having to walk behind
cars. I was wondering if we needed
cars.
To cut a gate in on the sidewalk. I guess that's where my comment's coming from.
It would be nice.
That we get people.
If we did bridges so you could walk over and that, you could. It would be nice.
Yeah. But it's an accident waiting to happen. Yeah, it's scary.
I'll get a little cold tomorrow. I'll keep going on.
There's some old homemade stuff up behind the cemetery shop that I put up there.
Because even again, just to go cut a section of fence out to create an entrance on the west on the sidewalk and then put a piece of fence around that vault.
Yeah.
And that's why I was referring to, we want to cut the gate in a different place because isn't it right at the vault where you go?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the fence is right. We have it installed at COVID. Well, that's what she's saying, that old fence is still laying there. So, I mean, it'd take a matter of minutes to put that piece of that.
Yeah, if you've still posted.
And it probably would be good to actually, if you could fence around it, because like even my own baby was trying to crawl on it and climb on it and play on it, and maybe just keep kids off of it so they don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I got.
I think I've talked about most of it in the work meeting. Now we got a few little items to do on the playground, put some little signs up. Got some things to tighten up. I noticed somebody's going to have to go over there once a week and fill in the holes. Chips, after a while it's right out of the
market. So. Something we're going to have a lawnmower crew as they go through there. They take time to.
Just once a week.
That's what I'm saying. We should mow that once a week, so just stop. If we stop at the rake and bring that stuff back in. Okay. We're supposed to ask you.
I got the flowers ordered for next year.
Yeah, she told me. It's like, yeah, you can come and talk to me. Restrooms out there. How do we, can I say I'm getting nervous? It's like,
yeah,
how do we pull that back either as one of the public works or somebody takes it or us as a city council or something? I think Justin's just got so busy that I don't think he's got time to do it, just from what I'm hearing.
Oh, I'm a
On the restrooms up there for the park. And so I'm just wondering what we do as a city to take that over. How do we get this going again? Because I almost feel like we're stopped, and
yeah,
we need to get that going before.
It'd be nice to get that in, or at least get the pad done.
Get the concrete foundation.
Before we get the sprinkler system done. So.
When you get the restroom sitting, and then we know where we're gonna.
Yeah.
You could lay out your sidewalks. You could lay out for all the sprinkling system and lights and stuff. It's just like.
That's where we're at. We don't know where to.
I feel like we as a city somehow we've got to get that under control, and somebody's got to take that back. Because I feel like it's just. I know Main Street's trying to do it, but from what I hear is Justin has just basically said, you know, I'm too busy to do it. Supposedly Heidi and Molly's took it, but I feel like we need to pull it back to you.
I could get with Justin and get his contacts and
I think we need to pull it back to where somebody in the city has some type of push and control over that, because I'm just getting nervous about it.
Well, we just don't want to redo stuff already.
Yeah, we gotta know where we're gonna put sidewalks and
I feel like we just need to appoint somebody to be.
That's the main. Once you get the sidewalk system in and the bathroom, then everything else falls in.
Yeah. We need to get back to where I feel like Justin was that before, and now all of a sudden it's like he's too busy. You know, I don't understand that because he's been volunteering his time and everything else, but it's like, how do we pull that back and let Colter either run it, Shane run it, or, you know, somebody in the city to pull this back and take control of it? Because I still think, again, if we was to go and do a block building, I think we could get lots of state donations to help with the roof and different things. And, you know, I just think we need to, I don't know. People ask me, it's like, I don't know.
We need to get going on it.
I just don't know what's going on with it. Because it's like
somebody has to take solid control of it and report.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, Monty and Justin, isn't that their little baby to start with?
Well, like I said, from what I've heard from Dave, is that Justin's basically coming into Dave. He's too busy. He's just too busy. He can't handle it. So it's kind of out there in La La Land, and that's why I think we need to either, if you want to go meet with Justin, I think we need to pull it back into the city. Because, again, it's the city grant, it's the city everything, so it's like.
I'll get with him, and I'll get with Molly and Heidi.
I mean, we can include their input and stuff, but I think we got to get somebody at the city level to run this and to get it going.
Yeah, because, I mean, we don't, as far as committee and stuff, it's just kind of fell apart.
It's really fell apart bad.
Yeah, nobody's, you know, so. I think we want people on the committee that's willing to help, but nobody's.
We got to have a leader.
Yes.
And I think somebody that has to be the leader has got to be somebody in the city that's got a report back to here or something that way to get this moving and make some decisions and go type deal. So that's my concern on that out there.
Yes.
Well, and we brought up the point where I don't know where we're sitting on money wise either, because we need to buy lights and get stuff coming like that. But I know there was extra, there's more money spent on the playground equipment, so that kind of limited our cost there on the, when it comes to the grant. So where
that was all paid with RDA funds.
So but did we have to?
But then we had to pay back the RDA, didn't we?
I don't think we can. I don't think we really can. And the RDA money is basically the city.
Because wasn't Ma asking for, or was that with the Main Street?
He was wanting it back, but I don't know how we can go back and pay it because we approved it.
We never did.
No. Right. And so again, that's the other thing we got to get on top of, is the financial part of it. That.
Because I went in and talked to Dave, and he's like, I don't know where.
I'll talk to Ma. He's kind of, he was working with Jess on the money.
The only thing I know is we spent on the picnic tables, and that was rap tax.
Yeah.
I matched it with the grant.
Okay.
So that's the only thing I'm aware of that the city has actually spent money on.
Okay.
We've got, I forget what it was approved, they approved in the rap tax meeting for the restrooms. It's like,
a lot of money,
wasn't it? I don't quote me for it, but I think it was 80,000 or something like that. So the thing is, if we take and use, if we use that rap tax money for the restrooms, that should free up some of that grant money to be able to do stuff like what you're talking about.
Okay.
You're gonna have to have poles too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Poles, conduit, wire.
Yeah. Because see, originally
we get the sidewalks, then you know where to set them too.
That's exactly.
Well, and some of that, the conduits need to be put in before some of the sidewalks are pulled, poured, and everything else, and so.
But we want to know where the sidewalks are going.
And we maybe need to go into a special work session just to sit down and talk about where this park's at financially and everything else and who's going to run it and make some decisions in that work session and move forward.
I agree.
I think that's.
And that's probably the thing to do, is just to have a special work session related to the park again.
Because we're not going to start ordering stuff until we know what.
And even that work session can be.
We don't know how much to order or what to order.
If you guys are available in the middle of the day or more in the earlier afternoon too, so we don't affect a lot of city workers' family life or even ours. So if you'll do some checking on that and then get back to us, if we have to do a special work meeting or something, that way to get this going again. Okay, Bull.
Everything we discussed earlier, I'm with Comfort. I went up to see Kane this morning, but he was obviously out doing something. Nobody was in the shop. The doors were open.
We leave them open to cool it off.
Yeah, it gets warm there. Now there was nobody there. That's when I seen the track call sitting on the trailer. I wonder where he was going. But
yeah.
I don't see Brittany. She wasn't there yet either. So the banker's hour. They kind of explained all that stuff in their work meeting.
Yeah, they did.
They make it pretty easy for me to report.
The new fire truck was supposed to arrive this afternoon.
They're out there playing with it.
Yeah.
They were.
So Sam, when he talked to me yesterday, he talked about the line in the street and welcoming the truck in. I said, no, Sam, it's too late of notice. We don't know exactly what time it's going to get here, all this and this. And so he's going to come up with the fire department tonight. They're going to pick a date, and we'd like to do a welcome fire truck party at the park. So they're supposed to pick that time tonight and then let Natalie know so we get in our newsletter for going out in September.
Let everybody come down and push it in his bay,
huh?
That's what they're supposed to do. You're supposed to push it in his bay.
I don't want
to
push it up that bay.
I know.
Can we have a tow rope on the other side of the lake and push
it? The tough man calling.
And then the fire department did come in and do a kind of a break off here for Kate, so I have to put this in this deal. But basically, what they had done is, you know, the fireworks, they've done their working on their CDL fireworks setup, brush, a couple of fires they were called out on. So, kind of the report. Heads up, next session, we will probably be in another closed session on Nellidale. Kevin Daniels wanted to get some more stuff put together, so that's where that stands.
Could I have Mason come down on the second council in September? Would that work, or?
I think he can come either one. It's a long evening either way, because we have work session and we have RDA ahead of the other one, so let's take your pick.
Okay, all right. I'll see what works for him.
So. I don't think you have anything else.
I'll make a motion when you adjourn.
Thank you.
I'll give it a second.
Okay. Paul makes a motion, second by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
I missed the best part of the UAMPS, that last speaker.
Oh, that was, he was good. I wish I'd have called my wife and got her.
The guy that got pinned in the...
The Rock.
The Rock, he cut his
whole
hand off. He's
motivational speaker.